Thank you very much.
Oh, you're out of sight. You are fantastic. Thank you. Boy, I tell you what, really, I couldn't have gotten a better audience if I'd sit out there and paid everybody $20 to come in here. I really couldn't. You are out of sight. Boy. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like you to meet one of the fellows who promoted me to the 8th degree black. His name is Ed Parker. He has about 18 kenpole schools around the country. Ed Parker. There's another fellow in the audience. See that book. This friend of mine, his name is John O'Grady. He's written a book. He was head of the narco squad in Los Angeles for 26 years. And on the 166th page, he's got about three pages about me and my ex-wife, Priscilla, and about our friendship, and about that maternity suit. It turned out to be a complete conspiracy and a hoax, man. And I just, no way. I had a picture made with that chick, and it's all. I mean, she got pregnant with a camera, a Polaroid or something. Anyway, it's all in this book. It's a and watching Polaroid cameras, water. But you know what she did? And when she goofed up, she named the night. And the night that she named, my wife was with me in the audience. And that's the night she said, "Ain't no way I'm gonna fool around with her out there. You kidding me?" So anyway, let me tell you something. If you like things like the French Connection, the Chinese Connection, the British Connection, the knee connection to the jump bone, bone neck too. If you like that type of stuff, buy this book. It's called O'Grady. It'll be in print when, John? Up to September 27th. It will fascinate you. It's about 26 years of a hardline policeman working in the narco squad out of Hollywood. So you can imagine what it's like. Buy this book. It's called O'Grady. Okay. John just came back from New York, where he had a meeting of this. I have been a member of this organization for 5 years, the International Narcotics Enforcement Officers Association, in recognition of the outstanding loyalty and contribution to the support of narcotic law enforcement. This award of special honor is bestowed upon Elvis Presley in testimony, so-and-so, lifetime member, International Narcotics Enforcement Officers Association. So I just got that. So, I don't pay any attention to rumors. I don't pay any attention to movie magazines. They don't read them because they're all junk. And I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up, you know. So in my case, they make it up. When I hear rumors flying around, I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music. When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform. From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know, talking, maids. And I was sick. I had a doctor, had the flu, and I got over one day. But all across this town, I was strung out. So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody in my relationship with you, in a relationship with a people in the state that is dangerous, I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots. Thank you very much. Anyway, how many of you people saw the movie Blue Hawaii? Probably the most requested song. Let me get out of this mood. You know, I might have missed. I'm not going to embarrass Kathy, but I'm going to show you what I was doing to her then. She was having to sing on microphone. Come here. No, I want to. So I'm singing. Watch my left hand. That's exactly what I was doing. She had tears in her eyes. Like that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Fantastic. I'd like to thank my engineer, Mr. Bill Porter, who handles all this sound down here. Bill? I'd like you folks to meet my father. He's in the audience somewhere. I'd like him to stand up. Dad, where are you? Daddy, come out here a minute. My manager, Colonel Tom Parker, where is he? Is the colonel around anywhere? Oh, he's out playing roulette. Don't kid me. I know what he's doing. Him and Cosby out there talking mash and drinking trash or whatever. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a little bit about this jury that I got on. No, I can't sing about the jury. Hell, you know. These rocks? Now, this thing I got on, wore in the Hawaii special, you know, and people thought it was one big stone, and it's not. It's 11 half carat stone, which is pretty big, you know. It's the biggest I've ever seen. And anyway, this next to Elizabeth, I think she's got the biggest one. I think you're right. And that's the biggest diamond, too. You're fast. You're good, boy. This thing here I had designed for the stage. It's got all different shapes of diamonds, pear-shaped, square-shaped, screwball, whatever, you know, for the stage. This I got tonight for you. You know, really. I got it. Just got it tonight, just like I got the suit for closing. And the reason I'm telling you this, and because I think you ought to know it, you help pay for them. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the International. My name is Frankie Avalon. I'd like to tell you, those that got kissed, that I have the flu. And I'll be around in the back later. I used to make the rounds, you know, up in the balcony. I'm a lying son of a bitch, ain't I? If you ever have a weight problem, just do that a couple times a night. We were doing that song the other day, and our crack bass singer over here, Amaryllis, I was singing, "Only Believe Me," and say, "Oh, baby." I said, "No, it's the wrong song." I did a gospel song in 1922. I won a Grammy for it. It's the opposite of a Grampy. My nose is running. Give me something. You know. Some people come backstage and ask me, "What are you on? What are you taking?" I enjoy it. It's true. I enjoy what I'm doing. You know. I'm a little nuts. That helps. I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you. First of all, the number one gospel quartet in the nation, the Imperials, ladies and gentlemen. On rhythm guitar is Mr. John Wilkinson. John? On the drums is Ronnie Tutt. Huh? On the Fender bass is Jerry Schiff. So that's Tutt and Schiff. Comes out Tutt Schiff anywhere you cut it, man. Now, the young man on the piano, his name is Glenn D. Hart. Man. I'd like to do a few of the songs that I did a few years ago. All 480 of them. Treat me. Try another gear. Treat me. And one of my biggest records was big. No. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Is that a good opening, Sammy? My name is Johnny Cash. I'd like to welcome you to the New Frontier International. And
Hope you just have a good time. We're going to do some old songs and some new ones. Oh. First movie that I made, ladies and gentlemen, the title of the song went like this. So I went, just right down the drain, boy.
The wild bunch is here. Do you have any idea whatsoever what 10,000 flash bulbs do to you? I'm completely blind for the entire show. I'm just guessing, you know. I'm just waking myself up. You're sitting in your head, you know, you're gonna turn around. Honey, I'll be back there. I'll be back there. I promise you later. Anyway, I'll be over there too. My chances are two, slim and none. Now, anyway, to be continued. Now, if I can get it all going at once, I got to, you know. They just come unglued, but, you know, what the heck. That's showbiz. That's enough. That is enough.
Average!
Now, he can do better than that, ladies and gentlemen. He's the world's lowest bass singer. And that was too easy, J.D. That was really too easy for you. I mean, you hold the record of being the lowest human being in, I mean, the lowest bass singer. What dost thou want, young lady? Ask and you shall receive. Come here. You got to do this before America the Beautiful, because during it, you know. What you got on, you mind? I love you too, but I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out here. And just a minute, hang on. I gotta use it. And we're married, you know that, don't you?
You think you can do it better than that, Jay? You can do it better? You pray you can do it better. Okay, so do I. He's the world's lowest bass singer, so he should be able to do it better than that, folks. He just breathes down there. You know, he can do it better. Listen to him this time. I hope. Don't just look down. Help me. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wayne Newton. Now, we hope you have a good time this evening. This evening? This afternoon? Is it evening? We're doing a show this afternoon, right? I don't know. I just work here. I cannot believe that we did a show on a Monday afternoon. I don't know how those people got off from work, how they got out of school, or what happened, but they were here. I don't know how anybody's here. But I'll tell you one thing. I sure glad you're here, son. So we're going to do a lot of songs, and we're going to do something right, I hope. Old ones, new ones, so we'll do something for you.
Hey, boy.
Woo. Thank you. Why are you guys red in the face? Now, that's funny, because they had to hold that note real long that time. And it's funny, because all these white guys turn white, I mean, black, and they turn white. You know? Except Kathy, she turned something purple. I don't know. What do we do next, huh? Okay. Honey, you two girls sit up and had your hands up like this. You want me to go to the bathroom? Is that it? Stay there, honey. Stay there. I'll try to get it to you, okay? Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. This next song is one that we did about 2 or 3 years ago called The Wonder of You. And it's, hold it, Lynn. Let me get some water, because I cannot sing and have water at the same time. I've tried it. I can eat crackers and sing at the same time, but I can't, you know, drink water, you understand? We have a new record last week, I think it was. It's called T-R-O-U-B-L-E. And it's got a whole lot of words in it, so if I happen to miss something. You know, you can take the boy out of the country, but Anyway, it goes like this.
Okay, honey.
Wait 1 second, because I got to use it. I got to use it, okay? Now, I got to tell you something. I kissed somebody in Huntsville about 3 months ago, and I caught the creeping crud. That's close to the jungle rot, honey, or whatever, you know. So if I got it, you're going to get it. I'd like to introduce you to... Oh, I've already done it. Here goes the head. Come here, Sean. Come here. Now, what do you want to do? Oh, you can do it. Don't get jealous, you guys, you know. You don't swear like I do. Okay, go ahead. Thank you. That was really nice of you. Really. Thank you very much. What are we going to do next? Oh, totally good. Oh, I love you too, sweetheart. You want to start? Okay. Honey, what are you throwing down here? What is that? No doles. You look like there was sleep up here? What's the matter with you?
My third movie was Jailhouse Rock. And it was my first driver, you know, about a year ago. No, but they did. Somebody stole my shoes. You
said it's only me,
Bill. Somebody
stole my shoes. Elvis, yes, I designed this for you. Honey? It's as beautiful to me as your voice.
Thank you.
Can you accept this, please?
Sure. Oh, yes. Yeah. Bill, you're worth the 2 bucks on my what we're gonna do? Anything? Oh, no, it was my third movie. It was Jailhouse Rock. Suit real quick. It takes five people. Little sister, JB, remember? I'll do Sweet Caroline later.
My boy.
Now look, fellas, I mean kids, I'm gonna try to do them all, but I can't do them all at once. So don't, you know, please don't throw song titles at me. That'd be good. You know, I'm gonna try to do exactly what you want to hear. Memory. Thank you. It has been a while since we did a song, ladies and gentlemen. In 1960, when I came out of the Army, we did a song, it was taken from Osola, New York, and called it It's Now or Never. And I'm going to ask Cheryl, the weird-looking kid with the sunglasses on. I'm going to ask him to sing the... Is it Joe? Joe? Is it or I? What? No. It's hot. Very okay. I sat there one time to a reporter. He's talking. He printed it. EYE. If you sing a real high song like that, lower chord stretching, you can't immediately go back and sing low notes now. So that's why I have four or five basses and go, oh, yeah. Jenny does it all the time anyway. I don't want to. What? Hey, I'll tell you what. Trying to get to y'all, for you. Uh-oh. Yeah, you know, since it's so close to Christmas time, I'd like to play the guitar and play and sing Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. I'd like to sing Blue Christmas to you. For you. I hope you have a Blue Christmas, but I mean, yeah, it's a song I recorded. Let's take a second because he's Charlie's birthday. He's slow. Let me explain something to you. You know, if you don't know. How long have you been asking about this ring? Yeah. I don't know what it is. No, I'm not. really, it's just a thing that I, boy, did I let me finish. It has, you know, Vidal has a TCB, which takes care of business, and the lightning bolts up. Now listen, you know, my birthstone is a black diamond. Swear to God, I have never in my life heard of a black diamond, much less seen one. So it took me 14 years to look at it. I got it from a collector in Denver, Colorado. And it is. It doesn't shine, it doesn't do anything. It's just a black diamond. You know, I thought it might be boring to you. I would try. I was in this. Yeah. Come on, baby. I got the permission of Alex, you know, to do it, you know. And I'll tell you what, you know, when you do that song, it's hard to get out of the mood and into something else. You know, oh, hey, Charlie, come here. No, you don't tell me what to do. Because it's your early birthday. What are you going to do? Water. Jimmy Sample on Hee Haw. Record was That's All Right, Mama. You know? And at that time we didn't have any drums or anything. You know, we had a rhythm guitar and an electric guitar and a bass that played it in front of us, shake your leg. So I feel like an attempt. Charlie. You been with a female in the last 50 days? Association. And they gave me this, they made me a member of the American Heart Association today. And thanks to you and the 2 weeks have been here, they've raised $17,000. To meet my father, who's in the audience tonight. Okay. One of our little ones. Wayne Newton. Wayne, Wayne, say that, Tony. Shut up, Wayne. Back off, my man. No, it's not so good to come in. Thank you. I don't think, you know, I'm on stage for like an hour and 15 minutes, so I hope we're not boring you. This is a noisy night, and okay, don't give us song titles, then I cannot do them all, huh? Let me show you something. Just stay where you are. Here, show you something. You see this book? Where is it? Open it up. That's just the list of them.
Elizabeth.
Thank you. My first record, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Mouth's dry. Whew. Can I borrow some water for him, please? Thank you. If I appear a little shaky, it's because I'm a little shaky. So, welcome back to the International. This is my second live appearance in 9 years. I said that the first time, and it was the first time I appeared in live. I'd like to do some songs for you. I'd like to do some songs for you that are recorded by other people and different things. And everybody, end of that. Thank you very much. I'd like to do a couple of songs that I recorded about 1929, whenever. excuse us. This is our first. I'm getting my hair out of my eyes. I can see you out there, maybe. Does it blow my image? But it's been blown before. Image. Say image. Well, that's it, boy. Thank you. In an album that I just did. What's it called, man? Let me see. No, I didn't do this on an album, man. I've lost my mind. When I tried to think of a special song for tonight, a message song, you know, something that really says something, this is what I came up with. I looked you square in the eye because that's all she had, was one big square eye right in the middle of it. I said, baby, she said, She was a little weird too, you know. She had a guitar on. We were both leaned over like this, looking at the floor. So I said, baby? She said, deeper, deeper. I said, baby, baby, you know. So, they're gonna come get me, man, I'll tell you for sure. So I stood there and watched the sweat fall on the floor for a while, you know. And I laughed, and she got mad and left. So I was standing there by myself. So I got up very close in her face. I said, baby, baby. And I jumped off a lily pad into the water, you know, sound like a frog. And I sniggered a while, and the girl was gone. See, I was still standing here looking at the floor by myself, you know, like a stone-cold freak, man. So my legs were getting tired, so I figured I better get on with what I was doing, you know. So I said, baby. She said, Weird chick, man, you know. I said, I got real close to her, and I said, have you got a lot of hairspray on your hair? She said, yeah. Yeah, you know. Her voice cracked. She was a freak, you know. And I watched the sweat fall on the floor again. You know. I got up very, very close to her, and I said, fell asleep. No. Lord have mercy. I'd like to, baby, I'll be with you after the show, wait a minute. I'd like to talk to you a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, about how I got started in this business and when. A lot of things that happened from my side of the story. There's been a lot written about what happened from everybody else's side, but not from my side. So, my nose running, my eyes are running, my ears are running, everything. Could I have some more? I started out as a child. No, wrong, wrong. Thank you. I started out when I was just out of high school, and I was driving a truck, and I was training to be an electrician, and I got wired the wrong way. Maybe that's what happened to me. I was driving a truck one day. On my lunch break, I went into a record shop and made a record, you know, just for my own use. I wasn't really trying to get into the business. And the guy put the record out about a year and a half later. And overnight, in my hometown, people were saying, you know, who is he? What is he? Is he? You know. And I'm saying, am I? I didn't know. So he got to be pretty big in my hometown. And then it got to be pretty big in certain parts of the country, but nobody really knew who I was, you know. So I started working in little nightclubs and little football fields and little alleys and little weird rooms with little things crawling in the ceiling looking back at you. And I did that for like a year and a half. And then in 1956, I met Colonel Sanders, Parker. So they arranged to put me on television. And at that particular time, there was a lot of controversy because you didn't see people moving too much out in public. They were getting it on in the back, but out in public you didn't see it too much. So anyway, I went to New York to do this Steve Allen, Jackie Gleason. Boy, just a matter of time, man. The brain goes, the body, everything. The Jackie Gleason show. So I did three of the Jackie Gleason shows. You know, I'd never been out of my hometown in my life. So I was in New York, clearing my throat, and they said, well, get him out of here, you know. What's that? Oh, smoke. That was a spook, a ghost. So anyhow. Lord have mercy. So anyway, I did the Jackie Gleason show three times. When I was in New York, I had sideburns, you know. 14 years ago, it was really weird, you know, walking the street with sideburns. Hair. Get him! Hot now, he's a squirrel, man, you know. I'm like, people wonder why I shook so much. I was, yeah, you know. So anyway, what was I? Yeah, I did the Jackie Gleason show three times, and then I went to the Ed Sullivan show. And Sullivan, you know, the cameras were photographing me from the waist up. And Sullivan standing over there saying, son bitch, you know. So I'm saying, thank you, Ed, thank you. I didn't know what he was calling me at the time, you know. Then I did two, three or four of the Ed Sullivan shows. And then I went to the Steve Allen show, and they were going to tame me down, you know, so they dressed, what's that? Oh, smoke. Oh. They dressed me in a tuxedo, you know, and I'm standing very still, and they told me not to move. And I'm singing to a dog on a stool, you know. I'm saying, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, and the dog's going, So I'm watching the dog, you know. So anyway, the next move was Hollywood. So that's how. That goes to the mouth. What was I saying, man? Oh, the next move was Hollywood, yeah. So I went to Hollywood, and I wasn't ready for that town, and they weren't ready for me, you know. So first of all, you get a hit record, and you go on television, and then you go to Hollywood. That's how it happens. So I was out there, and, you know, it was all new to me. I was like 19 or 20 years old, so it was all exciting, and everybody was saying, hey, Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President, you know, Mr. President, somebody, you know. So I did Love Me Tender and Loving You, Loving Her, Loving Anybody Get My Hands On at the Time. then I did. And my health was failing. My mind was going bad. And so then I did Jailhouse Rock. And they told me to clean up the act, man, really. Jailhouse Rock, and then I did King Creole. So I'd done four pictures, and I was, you know, living it up. I was really getting used to the movie stuff. God. Oh. I've been here a long time, man. That looks like Kirk Corcoran coming up through there, you know. Him and Howard Hughes or somebody. Anyway, I was getting used to the movie star bitch, you know. I had a dark glasses on, you know, sitting in the back of a Cadillac limousine saying, I'm a movie star. I'm a zombie. Hey. So, we're, you know, eating hamburgers and drinking Pepsi Colas. So, I did that, you know, I was living it up, man. And then I got drafted. So, so overnight, it was all gone, man. It was like it was a dream, you know. I was saying, was that me? Did it happen? You know. So all the guys in the service, they just watched me at first to see what I was going to do, you know. They said, what you going to do? I'm sitting there going, trying to play the rifle, you know. And so they just watched me first to see what I was going to do. And when they saw I was doing the same thing they were, everything was okay, you know. So but the guys in the service must get awfully homesick because they call each other mother a lot. And they, I kind of picked it up, you know. Didn't go over too well back in Hollywood when I got out, you know. I'd go up to some director, how you doing, your mother? You know, get him out of here, man. He's a squirrel. So, so then I came back to Hollywood in 1960, and, oh, it's me. Then I did G.I. Blues and, Blue Hawaii and Girls, Girls, Girls. So anyway, I got into a routine of making pictures, and I was missing contact with the live audience. So that's why I'm back, and that's, I just want to tell you for myself. Also, I have to go back here during the show and drink a lot of Wawa. It's so dry here in Las Vegas, so the singers have something wrong with them. And I can't see what I started to say. Singers have what they call a Vegas throat. It's when you get real dry and you feel like Bob Dylan slapping your mouth, you know. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you bet your bird. One of the first records I ever made. Oh, yeah, I got some stuff back here called Gatorade. Stuff is supposed to work like 12 times faster than water, and they give it to athletes and people who sweat a lot. Looks like it's already been used to me, I'll tell you for sure. But if it aids your gator, it's all right. Now, wow. 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 It's always been said that a person cannot return to their hometowns, but you have disproven that theory completely, and you really made it worthwhile.